The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. You know what time it is. It's time for the Pensacola Chamber Connection with Todd Thompson, President and CEO. And he has a guest today with us, Anna Lochus. Is that correct? Lochus?
Lochus.
Lochus. She is the president of Pensacola Young Professionals. And just a little hint, the music, fireworks, coming up, right? Next week.
Next Friday. Hard to believe.
I can't believe it, Todd. Gosh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
So, all right. So tell us all about it.
Yeah. So that's one of the things that we collaborate on between the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce and the Pensacola Young Professionals. And one of the things we'll be talking about today here on the Chamber Connection with Anna Lochus, the president of Pensacola Young Professionals. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thanks. I'm very excited to be here, and I'm really looking forward to the fireworks next week.
Oh, my goodness. I can't believe it already. And it's such a cool thing that y'all are doing it now. I just love that the Pensacola Young Professionals have taken this on. How does it feel as the president to know that you're in charge of the fireworks?
It's really an incredible thing. I think when I first heard that we handled the fireworks, when I first joined Pensacola Young Professionals, I was like, oh my gosh, how did we get involved with that?
whose idea was that?
Yeah. Who said yes, took that on? But now getting to be involved hands-on, it's such an incredible event. And seeing it last year with how many people from the community come out to celebrate the 4th of July and to watch the show, it was just incredibly impactful. And I think it drove us to try to do bigger and better each year. And we're really looking forward to what we have planned this year.
It's very exciting, and I have an inside scoop that once again you'll be simulcasting with our sister station, Cat Country 98.7. So you have the fireworks, because it's great to have the fireworks, but having that music in the background as every different shot and everything, different burst and the starbursts go off, it's very cool.
Yeah, and that's a great point. We do have the synchronized music, and so we really encourage everyone to bring out their radio and an actual radio, not just streaming it on your mobile device, because it can have that delay if you have the mobile device, whereas if you have the radio, you're going to get the synchronized music that was choreographed for the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great thing. And Pyro Shows, I believe, is the company you're working with again this year.
Yep.
And
yep.
They're super. I had the experience of working with them, and so they do a fantastic job.
Oh, every year, phenomenal job. They're a great partner.
You can't miss it. And apparently, the fireworks that we do in this area, are, from what they tell me, are the best on the coast.
That's what we hear. We like to keep that reputation for sure.
And that's saying something when you consider there's Destin and other towns to the east of us, mm-hmm. but they say that Pensacola's is the best.
Yeah, we knock it out.
That's all right. That's right. So let's talk about July 4th, the day, what it's going to look like, some of the opportunities kind of leading up to it as well. So first, if people want to get information about the show or how to get involved, how can they do that?
So we have our website up to date, stays up to date with all of the events going on for the 4th of July. It's PensacolaFireworks.com. It also will have a live map of the site. So we will have food trucks and vendors out during the event. And it will have an interactive map where you can find the exact food truck you're looking for or vendor throughout the entire site.
Right. And what time would you recommend people come down? What time will festivities kind of get kicked off?
So food trucks and vendors will open at 5 p.m. on the 4th. The fireworks start at 9. So I would recommend coming down, you know, a good bit before then, get you a good seat where you can see the fireworks along Bayfront Parkway. And then enjoy the food trucks and all of the vendors will have out. And then enjoy the show right at 9.
Awesome. Yeah, I know. We were talking before, it's hard to believe that it's next Friday that this will be happening.
Gosh, I know.
It's just, the year is flying by. But, yeah, I mean, it's great, you know, from the chamber perspective to to work with Pensacola Young Professionals on this again for the third year, taking it over once Sir Thomas said, "Well, we're kind of done with this, so we need somebody else." And
it's great.
It's been great to be able to collaborate on this. We seem to grow it a little bit every year, add some new food trucks and some, you know, maybe some activities that'll go along with that. But yeah, what, you know, also talk about where we'll be blocked off, because there'll be a portion of Bayfront Parkway that'll be blocked.
And I was going to say, for some folks might be listening that have never seen the fireworks here before. So where are they exactly? Because some people are like, well, now where are they?
Right.
So maybe say where those are. And then like he said, what are the streets can be blocked off and that kind of thing.
So for our portion of the event, we do block off Bayfront Parkway between Bartram Park and Veterans Memorial Park. And we'll have food trucks at both of the parks. So at Bartram Park and then Veterans Memorial Park, we'll have food trucks and vendors set up, like I said, starting at 5. The fireworks show takes place along the bay. You can see it all across the Bayfront Parkway, but we actually shoot them off from the Port of Pensacola.
There you go. Okay.
And that's been a phenomenal space for us to utilize. So any vantage from the port. You can also see it from a boat. We do just have some rules on our website if you're going to be on a boat and keeping your distance away from the port, for safety.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. You don't want to get too close. But I have to say, having seen the fireworks on a boat, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You feel like they're right above your head. It's one of the coolest things ever. Plus, it's a little cooler, speaking of cooler, because you've got the breeze out there. Mm-hmm. And also, you hear all the different boats playing the music. It's like a big chorus out there. So it's a lot of fun.
It was incredible to see how many boats came out last year. I mean, just it started off slow. And then by the time we got to the fireworks, there was no room left basically in the bay. There were so many boats.
It's so fun. It really is. And then you have things going on during the day. So that all starts at 5. Is that what y'all were saying? At 5 o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. All right. So how do you like being a young professional? What does that mean? I mean, if someone wanted to be a part of your group, what would they have to do? Or what do you need to do to qualify?
Yeah, Pensacola Young Professionals. So we have young in the name, but we're actually open to all. We do not have an age restriction for our organization. We look at us as being kind of an entry organization. We bring in a lot of different activities for just professionals looking to network in the community, grow it professionally. We offer a number of professional development opportunities. And then we also like to give back to the community. So community service, we're hosting a community roundtable coming up. And obviously the fireworks are a big way to give back and get involved with the community. So they can go to PensacolaYP.com. We're also on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. And we have events monthly. So we have happy hours, coffees and conversations, our professional development seminars every month. A lot of our events are free to attend. You can just come out and network. And then you can become a member of PYP by signing up on our website, and that gets you access to more of that like professional development, community service, getting involved with the organization, and those kind of activities.
What a great resource. So if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk in the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We do this every other Monday with Todd Thompson, who's president and CEO, and we're talking with Anna, let me get it right, Loches.
Mm-hmm.
Loches,
yes.
She is the president of PYP. If you've got a question for Todd about the chamber or about the fireworks coming up or any activities, just text it in at 850-437-1620.
So, and one thing I want folks to know is that over the last few years, the chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals have sort of formalized our relationship. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that the president of Pensacola Young Professionals, so this year is Anna, gets to sit on our board.
Oh, no kidding.
So we have
that's awesome.
We have that connection. You know, we're making sure that Pensacola Young Professionals, you know what's going on with the chamber. And, this is the fireworks is one thing that we work together on, but we've had mentorship programs that, mm-hmm. that we've collaborated on and other things throughout the year. And it's been important to me that we grow that relationship and, kind of work together on things.
Well, what a great opportunity for you to see how the board of directors works. I mean, that's amazing. And what we're doing really, Todd, is you're providing insurance for our future, teaching our leaders how to lead.
It's been an incredible opportunity. Honestly, when I found out we got a seat on their board, not just running our organization, but getting to be a part of a larger organization that's very impactful in our community. I was just incredibly excited, and sitting on the board has been such a unique opportunity, getting to see how they operate, getting to work with some of these big community members that are doing a lot for Pensacola and just Escambia County. So I've really appreciated that. And then our partnership with the Chamber has been just incredible for our organization. It's really helped us expand our reach in mm-hmm. the community, create new partnerships. Like Todd said, we have our Mentor Pensacola program. That's a year-long program we offer to our members where we'll pair them with a mentor in the Pensacola community. And having the Chamber involved in that has given us access to incredible mentors throughout Pensacola that we can partner with and assign to our mentees, and they get a lot of professional and personal development out of this year-long program.
Oh, that's such a great idea. I love that. That's really powerful.
Yeah. I mean, I've been the mentor for two different individuals who came through the program, and it's been great because it's rewarding, but it's also you get to introduce someone who's maybe just in their 20s who, is still figuring out mm-hmm. what's happening in Pensacola, maybe what the business community is all about, getting them involved. And it's a great program, and it's been really cool to be a part of it.
Having been a mentor in other situations, I would say I'm not sure who gets benefits more, the mentor or the mentee.
It's definitely a two-way street.
Because I found I really benefited a lot myself, and didn't expect that, and it was just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I think a lot of our mentees have really appreciated the connections because their mentors are taking them to work events or other networking mm-hmm. groups that they may have not known about or had access to being a 20-something just starting out in their field. And so that has been an incredible relationship. But we've also had mentees and mentors kind of go beyond that and start hanging out, in family situations. We had a mentor recently take his mentee out to the Wahoos game with his whole family. And so seeing those relationship forms has been, really impactful. And I just really enjoy watching all of these relationships grow and form across the year.
Oh, I think it's great. So if someone wanted to get involved in doing that, would they go to the same website?
Right. So our Mentor Pensacola program is only open to PYP members. So you do have to be an active member. That program is a year-long program that starts in January. Uh-huh. So we typically open applications around the end of November, December timeframe. And so any of our members can apply to be in the mentor program. And they let us know what they're interested in. It doesn't have to be the field that they're currently in. It could be that, maybe they're working right now, but they're looking to be an entrepreneur or opening their own small business. We'll work to find a community leader that maybe has that background of owning small businesses mm-hmm. and being an entrepreneur and pair them up with that mentee so that they have that opportunity to learn about a field they're interested in.
That sounds great. So tell me more about what's happening at the Chamber right now. I know it's summertime. You'd think you'd be relaxing, but I have a feeling you're not.
Yeah, well, we're not as event heavy. We do have a couple of events this week. We have our business after hours Thursday evening at the Woodlands on 9 Mile Road. So they always do a great job. This is the first time we've been at the 9 Mile Road location. So that'll be Thursday from 5 to 7 p.m. It's just a great way to network and just kind of hang out after work and great door prizes. And then Friday morning, we'll have June's Women in Business Coffee.
Oh, nice.
At the Chamber. Yeah. You do need to register for that. We do have a few slots left, but they've been filling up quickly. So we'll be hearing this month from Dr. Lou Sharon Wiley.
Oh, she's amazing. Yeah, she's one of my favorite people in the world.
Also on our board. And then Dr. Joy Powell from Baptist Healthcare.
Oh, excellent.
Sharing their experiences, their journey.
And what time is this?
It's 8:30 Friday morning at the Chamber. And again, you can go to the website, PensacolaChamber.com. To register for that.
Well, I'm going to be here, but I wish I could be there because that sounds fantastic.
That's the challenge.
Yeah, that's a good group.
Yeah, that sounds really good. Really good.
Yeah, and then next week, yeah, we'll be all hands on deck getting ready for the fireworks.
Oh, so, my goodness. Yeah. I can't believe it's next week already. Yeah. Wow. And then right after that, Blue Angels.
Yeah. Doesn't so, stop.
No,
we,
it's all
coming. We stay busy fast. In Pensacola.
Yes, no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. So if you just joined us, we're having some fun here talking about the Pensacola Chamber Connection, talking with Anna from Pensacola Young Professionals, who are now, I guess, they're in charge of, they're the leaders of what, the Pensacola Fireworks.
So we collaborate, the Chamber and Pensacola Young Professionals. Okay. So it's our third year of collaborating together. But it's been a great relationship, you know, and it's just sort of cemented those bonds between the organizations and, it's been a lot of fun and looking forward to again this year.
And it's happening Friday night, July 4th. And I was saying earlier how happy I am it's on a Friday night, not on a Wednesday.
Yes. Yeah.
So that always is
kind
nice.
Of ease into the weekend.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. If you just joined us, tell them again about the time and the streets that'll be blocked off, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so we will have Bayfront Parkway blocked off between Bartram Park and Veterans Memorial Park. And food trucks open starting at 5 p.m. on Friday. And then the fireworks show begins at 9. And also just adding in, we talked a little bit earlier about the fireworks. We have music synchronized to the fireworks show, courtesy of Cat Country. We encourage you to bring your radios, actual handheld radios.
Good old-fashioned transistor radios.
If you use your mobile device to stream, you could get a delay. Mm-hmm. And that music was synchronized and choreographed by Captain Chris. So we want to make sure you enjoy it the way he curated the show.
And that's our sister station, Cat Country 98.7 FM.
Oh. And just a couple of other things we want folks to know. Please don't bring any pets.
Yes. Very important.
Yeah, no pets. Yeah. And don't bring your own firecrackers or anything like that. Just with that many people around, it can be dangerous. Mm-hmm. So we want people to focus on the fireworks show that'll be starting at 9. We do ask those two things. Don't bring any pets and don't bring your own personal firecrackers.
Right. And if you have pets and you're at home, be sure and get them indoors during the show, because they do tend to take off running. I had that happen to me one year.
Yeah.
They get scared. So you don't want that to happen either.
No, absolutely not.
And I'll add in, we mentioned earlier too, if you're going to be on a boat, so I have it here, we need you to be 1,200 feet away from the port of Pensacola, just for safety purposes, as we do shoot off the fireworks from the port.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And we do want to say thank you to the Port of Pensacola, City of Pensacola, Escambia County. These are all our local government organizations that support us every year, that allow us to do it. Being on the port, being able to shoot from there, we got to make sure we do it right, because their operations are paramount, and so we are very fortunate, because in the past when Skanska was here, they would let us use their barge, but they left, and getting a barge is very expensive and difficult. So thank you to the City of Pensacola, Port of Pensacola, for being very generous, and then thank you to the Escambia County and the TDC for their investment. They helps pay for the fireworks.
And they're expensive.
Every year. And they're not cheap.
The fireworks keep going up.
Yeah. They keep going up.
Like everything else. So, but it's a team effort. It's really for the community. It's great to be able to do this every year, and we just appreciate all of our partners.
Well, I tell you what, y'all are doing a great job every year with it, and it's such a tradition, and there's an expectation that we have to have a fireworks show on the 4th of July. It has to happen. Yeah. It's got to happen.
Well, and I'll add in, too, with mentioning the barge, we will be looking into a barge for the future, so we want to also thank American Magic. Where we shoot off our fireworks is actually where they're going to be building their dock. This year we're able to do it, and they've been a great partner to ensure the space is still available for us. But once they build that dock, we will be looking for a new location and trying to find a barge to bring to the area for the fireworks show.
If anyone knows anybody that has a barge.
Yes.
Let us know. We're going to need you in the future, for sure. Well, it's so exciting. We've been talking this morning with Todd Thompson, the Pensacola Chamber Connection. We have Anna here from Pensacola Young Professionals, all about the 4th of July fireworks coming up, not this Friday, but next Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, yeah, and again, to get information, or if you're a vendor who's interested in signing up, you can go to PensacolaFireworks.com. Pretty easy website to remember, and that's where all the updates will be, all the information that you'll need to have. And we'll be updating that throughout the next couple weeks as we get closer.
So is there a dress code for the event?
Red, white, and blue. Yeah.
It was a trick question.
Right, right.
Because I've seen some fun outfits on the 4th of July, mm-hmm. Let me tell you.
Right.
All kinds of costumes and outfits. Anything goes, right?
Yeah.
Anything goes. So, okay, we've got the food trucks will be out there at 5 o'clock. Is that correct?
Food trucks open at 5.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
The road will close somewhere around 2.
Okay.
So just be mindful that Bayfront Parkway will be closed, that section between Veteran Memorial Park and Bartram Park, around 2, and then we'll get the food trucks out there, all the vendors set up, so we can open at 5.
That sounds fantastic. But you're probably going to want to get down to downtown probably earlier than that to get a spot.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, there is a number of events happening downtown to enjoy the fireworks. And so, yeah, parking can be a little hard to find if you come down too late.
Yeah. It's a symphony, I believe, is playing at the amphitheater again this year. Is that correct?
Yes.
The Sparks and Stars show.
Yes, that'll be fun.
Hosted by Peter Muget, who they actually partner with us as well. And then the Blue Wahoo Stadium hosts their fireworks show. And so
Do they have a game that night?
They don't have a game, but it's all one fireworks show that we're putting on. But then we partner with these other organizations so they can host viewing parties.
Yes, that sounds like a blast. Mm-hmm. That sounds like a lot of blast. Sorry.
That's good.
Oops. Slipped out. That one just slipped out.
No.
So if you've got a question, still got a couple of minutes left, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, and I love this topic.
it's going to be exciting, and we do ask folks, you know, as you're coming in and leaving, once the fireworks are over, you know, be patient. There will be a lot of traffic, it'll be at night, so you know, be on the lookout for pedestrians as well. But you know, the last few years, it's flowed pretty smooth. But again, we just ask, you know, as you're either coming in or leaving, just be careful, and really want you to enjoy the show.
Yeah, and be patient. I mean, there's just going to be traffic. It's just the nature of the beast, so to speak. So, yeah, just plan on it and bring extra water or something to drink for the kids. And and you just know there's going to be. And I like to just kind of hang around afterwards because it's a big street party, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll have the food trucks open until 10.
So oh, good. Fireworks, okay.
So even after the fireworks show ends, the food truck vendors will still be open. So people can kind of mingle and get a treat after. We have a lot of ice cream trucks and snow cone trucks coming out. So
now you're talking.
You can get the treat after and then slowly make your way out of the traffic.
No, that works for me. Ice cream.
Yeah.
On a hot July night. Oh, there you go. Okay, so back to the chamber. Anything else you want to mention? We've got a couple of minutes left. It's coming up. You talked about the women's event on Friday.
Yeah, so business after hours Thursday evening at the Woodlands on 9 Mile Road. And then Women in Business Coffee Friday morning at the chamber at 8:30. Go to PensacolaChamber.com to register. And then, the fireworks next Friday. And so those are the big things happening at the chamber coming up, and
that's a lot.
Yeah,
it is a lot.
We try to keep busy, and
By the way, the fireworks are free. There's no ticket
or anything like that.
Free. We should mention that.
Yep.
Free to everybody that comes
out. Free, open to the public. Yeah. Just leave the pets at home.
That's definitely want to leave the pets at home.
Yeah, for sure,
because they do not react well to the booms.
No.
But I mean, once again, it is an honor to be able to work with Pensacola Young Professionals on the 4th of July fireworks in downtown Pensacola. We're just very excited to do this annually, and looking forward to next Friday.
It's going to be so much fun, and there is nothing better for the two of you when you're standing there and you see everybody watching and you know that you played a part in making it happen. Yeah. So thank you both for all your hard work, because corralling the cats, making it all happen, bringing everybody together is not an easy task. Yeah. So kudos to you and all the organizations that Todd mentioned that make this happen.
All right. Thank you, Meg.
This is it. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Todd, for being here on Pep Talk. This is the Pensacola Chamber Connection. You can hear this podcast again if you didn't have your pen with you to write down the details. You can go to PensacolaFireworks.com, also to our website, and hear this podcast again. So thanks so much, you guys. Happy 4th of July.